In Hollywood vind je niet snel een meer legendarische familienaam in de muziekwereld dan Newman. Thomas en David hebben de laatste 30 jaar furore gemaakt als componisten. En hun neef Randy Newman heeft meerdere nummer 1 hits gehad als singer-songwriter met onder andere You've Got a Friend in Me, voordat hij zelf ook componist werd. Deze drie zijn wellicht de meest getalenteerde generatie Newmans, maar niet de meest invloedrijke.
My father was Alfred Newman, was at 20th Century Fox for 20 years running the music department.
Je hoort hier David Newman, de zoon van Alfred Newman, die wordt gezien als de godfather of zelfs uitvinder van filmmuziek.
I mean, if you go back into the history of Western art and music, plays that were maybe in the 19th century called melodramas would have music in them to enhance the drama. And enhance the emotions. It's another tool that the storytellers, whoever they are, you know, whether it's an opera, melodrama, play, or now movies is essentially a modern offshoot of that kind of drama.
Alfred en het orkest van Fox begonnen met nieuwe technieken in hun muziek om de emotie op het beeld te verhogen.
Our brains work, in my opinion, in duality. You can feel happy and sad at the same time. That's very hard to do visually. With music, that's something that you can do. One of the films he did there is a movie called All About Eve. The main title to that movie has this triumphant, beautiful, lush music that at the same time feels hopeful, heroic, and beautiful, and terribly sad, and terribly wistful for the past.
Alfred schilderde met emoties en hij gebruikte zijn orkest zo dat het precies overeenkwam met de timing van de acteurs en edits in de film.
But what does the camera do? You know, the choice of where you put the camera and the words you choose to have the characters say.
Dat was Randy Newman, die zijn oom Alfred nog steeds aanbidt.
Well, I happen to have seen big pieces of Wuthering Heights and Gone with the Wind without music. And he did a lot for those pictures. It's remarkable.
De magie die je hoort is het orkest van Fox.
Everyone, every second is phrasing, meaning they are figuring out how that line of music works in its musical context and in its dramatic context. And they got so good at it, the principles and everything.
He had the technique.
Alfred bedacht zelfs nieuwe technieken om het orkest vast te leggen op band.
The mics were there to blend the orchestra, meaning you don't want to hear that violin there louder. You want to hear it as one section. He did How the West Was Won, which was done at MGM, which is now Sony. Go up in the rafters there, climb up in the fly space above, you can see the mark where they hung the microphone. They did a whole session there just hanging microphones, figuring out where the best place was to hang microphones. There's a vision to it.
He had a sound.
Alfred's muziek gaf inspiratie aan muzikanten over de hele wereld.
Alfred Newman was bigger than the movie stars out there.
Zo ook een jonge Quincy Jones, die later een legendarische producer zou worden van filmmuziek, de grootste popartiesten en bands op aarde.
I used to go to movies and Levinson movies and Cleary Hilke from school. And after a while I could recognize all of the music that came out of 20th Century Fox influenced by Alfred Newman.
Een paar jaar later zouden Jones en Newman beste vrienden in Hollywood worden.
He taught me to believe in your blink, your intuition. And we used to go over to his house and his sons, like Thomas Newman, all of them, they were bowling with his Oscars. He had them like bowling pins, you know. He had 8 Oscars and they were bowling with them. They turned out to be good composers too.
Alfred Newman is nog steeds een gerenommeerde naam in Hollywood. Een ware pionier die de filmmuziek naar nieuwe hoogtes bracht, met revolutionaire technieken. Fox heeft hun studio zelfs hernoemd naar de Alfred Newman Scoring Stage, om hem te eren en herdenken. Tot op de dag van vandaag wordt deze stage gezien als een van de beste recording stages ter wereld. Newman heeft legendarische films voorzien van legendarische muziek, waaronder Wuthering Heights, The Hunchback of the Notre Dame, The Mark of Zorro en How the West Was Won. Maar het beroemdste stuk muziek van Newman kent werkelijk waar iedereen.